This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the New Hampshire, I guess, Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference. It's the second year of this excellent conference. I would say, it felt on par, but we did talk with Amy. She's one of the organizers. She said they actually purposefully made it a little smaller.
Yes, more intimate.
Yeah, and I really like conferences like that, because, and that's the way Keenvention used to be,
right,
when we threw Keenvention for 3 years in Keene, and that's the way this event is. There's still the movers and the shakers. There's still some of the big names in crypto, but there's a lot of new faces showing up here this year. And of course, we've talked to some folks already. This is day number two of the conference, and we've got Stephen Zeiler sitting down with us here, who's certainly not a new face to Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Daryl.
Always good to have you, because you're a busy guy. I mean, you are one of the founders of AnyPay, and of course, we did our show from your headquarters yesterday. You were still out of town, so you didn't get to be there for it, but Derek was a wonderful host, of course, and so we had a lot of fun at the, also known as the Blockchain Institute of Technology.
Of technology.
You keep wanting to say for technology.
I don't know why. Yeah. But anyway, it's beautiful place to do a show.
Well, it's full of propaganda.
I loved it, too. The Monero posters on the walls.
The more time you spend in there, you'll start just selling your other coins for Monero. Like, you'll start developing Monero stuff. You don't even know why, but you're doing it.
So it's great location, and I mean, we talked about a lot of that yesterday. So let's talk about what you're doing these days. Obviously, you're super busy with AnyPay, right?
No, well, yeah. Other than my ballet obsession,
mm-hmm,
I'm very busy with AnyPay, creating a network of businesses where I can live my whole life on cryptocurrency.
Hold on. So tell me more about this ballet obsession. Are you taking ballet? You're going to the ballet?
I take a lot of ballet. I do large classes. I do private lessons. I study. I read books.
Wow.
Learning techniques, watching videos. It's very fun and fulfilling to me.
Okay. And you're super flexible, I think, too. I've seen some pictures on Instagram or something like that. So
I have to stretch a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. And you're also doing cool things at your house. I don't know if you were allowed to talk about that, but I saw some
he has
cool
a house.
Things. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, our house is half nightclub, half house, and
they turn their entire downstairs into a nightclub.
It's great. It has like, it's dark and has lights and speakers everywhere and DJ equipment.
It's pretty awesome. And so that's exciting, and that's just more of a personal fun thing that you guys are doing. You've been here now for what, a couple years? When did you move to New Hampshire?
2.5 years ago.
San Francisco, or was it also, where did you come from?
From San Francisco.
I thought you moved from Uruguay.
Well, we were kind of doing a transition. Uruguay was a transition.
From San Francisco to several months?
In the winter in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Uruguay.
Do you really?
Most years. Now, I'm planning on going back this year. I went that year. I went last year for a few months.
Are you guys going to Anarchapulco? I heard Derek talking about that you might go there.
We're
going to
go.
Yeah. I think you should.
Yeah. Is it too late to sponsor Anarchapulco?
I bet they'd take your money.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it's expensive. I've heard the sponsorships are expensive this year because it was pretty packed full of sponsors last year. So I bet they had to raise their rates.
Well, I think sponsorships less useful for us because we are doing a lot of business development now. We're basically, we have this vision that anyone can use any kind of digital cash anywhere.
Hence the name, AnyPay.
AnyPay. Yeah. That's right. And people are creating new kinds of digital cash all the time, as you see from the
it's overwhelming,
the
actually.
List. It's thousands and thousands of coins. And they want their coins to be used in commerce. And
some of them probably don't, it seems.
Some of them don't, but
we think
half of them do.
Right. I mean, that's what we're excited about, and we were talking with Derek about this yesterday, of that it's not, all the technology's cool, and there's a lot of really neat aspects to it, but it's the real-life use of cryptocurrency, which is really special underutilized.
Why would someone have a coin that they don't want people to use?
I don't know.
Well, because they're not trying to create cash. So we're all obsessed with cash. No. But they like for instance, there was a talk about securities where you want to be able to have an ownership stake in something without having a third party permission giving you that mm-hmm. stake. So like I want to be able to own my house yeah. and trade it with other people without having to ask the state to right. to exchange it in their ledger.
Exactly. So there's people that are just doing programming and they're real proud of the thing they've created. They didn't really, like the guy with Dogecoin, it was a joke. He had no idea that it was going to become this thing that took on a life of its own. So he couldn't control it, even though he didn't
really.
I thought
it still was a joke.
It depends who you ask.
Well, it similarly, the people who don't want their coins to be used as cash, they think this is not cash. I think they will learn in time that everything will be cash. They all want their assets to be liquid,
mm-hmm.
so that they can buy and sell and they can use them. And if they're liquid, then they might as well be. If they're liquid, then you can spend them. And the future that I see is that all the coins have some amount of liquidity, and then you can spend them anywhere, and they will convert into whatever the business wants to accept.
And that's something you want AnyPay to facilitate down the line.
That's right. Yeah. Well, someone has to do it, and just like someone had to create a cash register for Dash.
But let's be honest, they're just not all worth that much of your time. I mean, you guys are busy. You only have so many programmers on staff at AnyPay. There's a 2,000-plus cryptocurrencies out there, probably going to be another 1,000 within a year, or who
and
knows.
And those are just the ones that are listed on CoinMarketCap, and some
right.
aren't
There's
even listed on there because they don't have enough.
Of course.
I mean, I love the idea of being compatible, but most of them you don't even want to bother with. You can only spend so much time
on
this.
If they pay us, then we will integrate.
Okay.
So that's our business, is because
we've always been wondering, right? Like, how does AnyPay make any money?
AnyPay makes money. It's a software as a service. Coin companies subscribe to our platform. They get their coin in our software, in our network of businesses.
Makes sense.
And we also design promotions with them that
right.
that help drive consumer demand, like Dashback.
Which is 10% back right now with Dashback, but there might be other promotions with other coins, is what you're saying down the line.
There will almost guaranteed be other promotions with other coins because people are already asking us to do even like free things and different types of discounts.
Right. And that makes sense because then you're only dealing with the serious coins, the ones that actually want to be currency, the ones that are willing to put some money behind
right.
their goal of being currency rather than just throwing something out to the market and seeing what happens. You guys already have an established position in the marketplace as certainly here in Southern New Hampshire as the leading cryptocurrency accepting app at storefronts, at retail establishments. And so you can come to the table to these coins and say, hey, look, we've already got X amount of dozen real-life verified merchants that are doing business with these cryptos right now. Would you like to be in the menu of options?
No, it's more like they are coming to us and
nice.
Saying, can we be in the menu of options?
That's even better.
So that they see an announcement, X coin was
right.
listed, now they really want to get on there. And often it's like people will tell them about us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, you need to talk to these AnyPay guys because they can get your coin in circulation in some real retail businesses. Like, for instance, we're working with a team that spawned out of Ripple, mm-hmm. Or actually involved with Ripple, and they have this technology that they want to get into retail businesses. And it's a protocol for exchanging coins, cryptocurrencies. And it's like an open way of exchanging different coins.
Like
for each
a decentralized
other.
Exchange
it's,
of some sort?
It's a decentralized exchange protocol. So
okay.
it's not even an exchange at all, but a protocol for making exchanges. And they're very nerdy, extremely brilliant. And these guys are creating like the new
Thank
internet.
Goodness for them.
They're so awesome, but they don't talk to businesses and try to spend the coins.
Yeah.
Like they don't do it. So what?
And they wouldn't be good at it if they tried.
No,
that's where you come in.
That's why they like me,
right.
And that's why we work together. And they want to get their protocol in actual businesses, and videos of people spending Dash but receiving Bitcoin Cash and using the Interledger protocol. So that's one thing that's very exciting for me, and
yeah.
that we're working with multiple parties to build this AnyPay system.
I love it. I'm so excited by what you guys are doing. Can you stick with us and stay for another segment here? Steven Zeiler, one of the founders, one of the two founders of AnyPay, along with Derek J. Freeman, our former co-host. We're going to continue here in moments from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in beautiful Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on a a bit of a more New Hampshire-y fall day. It's overcast, a little rainy. It's finally cooled down a little bit here, and it's still a beautiful day with wonderful people. Grateful to be here, but I screwed up today and accidentally overwrote with an excellent interview that's coming up later. So we're like jumping in time here now.
Okay.
So the interview you hear later with Luanda, which is going to be about scam artists, like African scam artists trying to take advantage of older women and her experiences as a 78-year-old woman who got on Facebook with that. That I accidentally wrote over the file for Steven Zeiler, who we were just interviewing in the last segment. And we would have had an interview of and did have an interview of in this segment, but that's now gone. So we're going to morph Steven into Derek J. Freeman.
Whoa.
At least for, here
like, we're already in a time warp anyway.
You know, if I was going to be on top of anyone, it should be Steven. So this is great. It just works out perfectly.
And then Steven will come back for a third segment, which will be his second segment.
I'm in a Steven sandwich.
Yes.
So get
true.
Ready.
Does it get better than that?
Well, with the
right?
Side of Luanda.
It's a little different. But so here we are. Do want to mention Blink because they are a great way to protect your property and your family. It's a wireless system. Amazon thought this was such a great product. They bought it, so now it works with Alexa. You know, you use your smartphone to set up this wireless camera system in your home or maybe in your small office. The batteries last for up to 2 years, and it's been working great at the LRN studios. There's no contracts and no subscriptions, and you can get 3 Blink cameras at not only their great price already, but knock 15% off by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. So, wow, what a great convention this has been thus far.
I'm amazed. Yes. It's way better than I expected, and I was here last year,
yeah.
And it was great.
It was
so
great last year.
I expected
year.
It to be great, and it's even better.
Yeah, they've stepped it up, even though it's just as intimate. To me, it feels like it was, you know,
on
I think par,
it's smaller,
but it
but
is
but
a
more
little
powerful.
Smaller. Yeah, it is a little bit smaller, and that's fine. That's fine, because it's exclusive. It's if you want to be here, then you better get your tickets. You know
what I said to some people last night is I love the downtimes in Bitcoin and crypto because the downtimes, all the great people are still around.
You mean when the price is down?
Yeah, when the price is down. You
the
know,
hardcore
all,
people.
All the
something.
People who jumped in just because they got dollar signs in their eyes, they get lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Because this isn't about dollar signs.
Right. And somebody had mentioned yesterday about last year, there were people that were at this event saying, oh, yeah, I'm old school. I got back in, like, August.
Yeah.
And it's like, you mean, like, 4 months ago? Yeah, like, I've been in for a long
From
time.
The beginning.
And it's
I
like,
understand.
Yeah, no, that's
Feels
not
that
a
way.
Long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's been almost a decade since
that's
Bitcoin
true.
Has been released.
It will be in January.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
so the end of this month is going to be 10 years from when the source code was put up on GitHub. And then January 3rd is 10 years from when Bitcoin went active and the first block was mined.
Your listeners, you're probably out there thinking, you know, I haven't gotten into Bitcoin yet. You know, I'm so far behind. Yeah, it is. I love being able to use that line that it's 10 years old now.
Right.
People are like, whoa, okay. Because they used to be able to say, oh, that's too new. I'll
Flash
get to it
pan.
Later.
It'll go away.
Yeah, you know, I'll get to it, you know. But when you say it's been 10 years, they're like, wow, I really haven't gotten around to
How
it.
How long has PayPal been a thing?
20 at least.
20?
Late 90s.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
So last night we were at this great after party, you and I, Derek, and a lot of people, which was a lot of fun. And I think that was, I was talking to Chris earlier, and that was something that really took this event to the next level, I think.
Yeah.
Being able to go and do that. And
it was so New Hampshire, too.
Yeah.
Took this long little drive, well, long, it was 30-minute drive,
yeah.
Through the leaves, all changing colors, so I, you know,
right.
Idyllic.
Perfect time of the year for it, too. Was great. So, you're doing something tonight. So, again, we're recording these shows, a little more time warp here. By the time our listeners hear this, we're going to be at this event that you're putting on at your place. We were just there a couple of days ago at the AnyPay.Global headquarters.
That's right.
You're going to be hosting Bitcoin Heretics.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's an event, you know. The Blockchain Institute of Technology, also
in the same
AnyPay headquarters, is a open venue for crypto lessons, people to teach things, to have meetings. And so we were approached by the Bitcoin Heretics, Vin Armani, Daniel Krawitz, and Chris DeRose. They want to give presentations. They've got great information, exclusive, that they want to share with this audience. You have to get separate tickets. It's not part of this event. So this is happening
across
the street. Yeah, this is happening at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. There's going to be a cocktail hour with a cash and crypto full bar.
All right.
Bartender who takes crypto, so that's pretty sweet.
Nice.
Then the ideal Bitcoiner, that's the theme of the evening, the role of the individual in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. So they'll each be giving different talks. Daniel Krawitz is known as the Emperor of Bitcoin.
Is that right?
Yeah. And, well, he's like self-professed. You know how some people, King of Pop.
Like Mark Edge, who thinks he's the king of whatever it is he thinks.
The king of all that he pervades.
Yeah, so these self-given titles become real the more you use them and then just insist that it's true. So, yeah, Daniel Krawitz has successfully claimed the position of Emperor of Bitcoin, and I accept it.
Sure.
And he's on YouTube if you want to see some of his videos.
So does that mean that at some point, and maybe I'm taking these titles a little too literally, but does that mean that at some point that he will crucify Roger Ver?
Is there... What? Oh, because of
because Roger Ver's Bitcoin Jesus, and
we'll
he was crucified by the Roman Empire.
Right.
Wow. Well, that's clever.
All right, so it's a presentation about the role of the individual in Bitcoin. That's what you're expecting?
Yeah, that's right. And
you haven't seen it yet, right? Like, this is the first time there's a video of this.
No. This doesn't exist anywhere. Yeah. This is the first time this is happening. Yeah, and it's going to be tonight. I'll hope to get video. I've got a camera set up for it.
Okay, great.
You know, got chairs and tables, plenty of room. So even if you're listening to this now and the live and the event is happening or you're listening to it later, go to the website bitcoinheretics.com and see a preview of some of the things that they're going to be talking about. These are interesting people.
I love Vin Armani. I met him at Anarchapulco a couple of years ago, and he actually came into a presentation I had. At that time, they had two stages. They had a main stage, and they had, like, stage B. So I was on stage B giving a presentation about, you know, the Liberty migration to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And Vin Armani, who I'd never met before, didn't know who he was in the room. He's watching. And then afterwards, he came up and was really interested. He hadn't heard anything about New Hampshire.
Seriously?
Nope, he hadn't heard anything about it. He was just in there and just happened to, you know, see that it was one of two things he could do, right, at Anarchapulco. And he went
checked out the B-side album.
Yeah, and he went in there, and now here he is.
He calls himself a coin-agnostic gigolo.
He is a former gigolo from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He was on a Showtime reality series called Gigolo.
Super handsome guy.
Oh, yeah. And he's our token black and Mexican host because he's actually half black and half Mexican.
Yeah, so I thought he was just Italian with a really good tan.
Well, in his bio, he says he's a philosopher, serial tech entrepreneur, former television star, and crypto savage.
Right.
He is chief technology officer of Cointext.io,
which is a cool thing
we should talk about
in its own right. Do you want to talk about more stuff? Because you can if you want. All right, well, stand by. We're going to continue here. Derek will come back in the future later on in the show tonight.
Back.
It's Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The Dow lost over 1,300 points in the last 2 days. Economist and business professor at the University of Maryland, Peter Morici, joined Fox Business to talk about the Fed Reserve.
You have a Fed chairman who's a lawyer.
Bingo.
So he's basically doing this off cliff notes. and he's having macroeconomists from Johns Hopkins whisper in their ears. Those models are based on historical information. They hardly incorporate the consequences of the financial crisis, globalization, you know, in these kinds of things that we're experiencing now, robots and so forth. They're looking back to see the future. The Fed's got the best rearview mirror in the world.
Thursday, President Trump had lunch and spoke with Kanye West and NFL Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown. Brown spoke outside the White House after the meeting.
I express my desire to bring a plan along with his plan on how to help people. People need jobs. People need education.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, day number 2. Of a wonderful two-day event here in the unseasonably warm Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It has been super nice.
Very nice.
Very unusual, and I'm glad they moved the conference a little bit earlier this year. It was in December last year, now in mid-October. We've got Stephen Zeiler with us from AnyPay.Global. We're going to continue. We've actually been talking about Zen on the air, and they do happen to be one of the sponsors of Free Talk Live. I called them Zencash in the last segment, and that's because they used to be called Zencash.
Yes.
And they're now known as Horizon. You can go to horizen.global to learn more about Horizon and why they expanded the vision to be more than just crypto. It's a privacy platform. They've got a really cool vision for the private, more privacy kind of oriented future of that platform, meaning that they're talking about being able to publish privately, being able to browse the web privately as well. So they've got some really big plans. They already have private chat going on. So very, very cool stuff. Horizen.global. And we're doing Zen giveaways. We actually just announced on social media, I think yesterday, the winner. The winner of this most recent giveaway, was it Rob?
Ron.
Ron, and we don't know Ron's last name, nor did, you know, we didn't ask his permission to give it out, so we wouldn't give it out even if we
did. We also didn't give it.
Yeah, so Ron is our winner of 1.5 Zen, and you could win 1.75 Zen by entering the new contest that they're taking about a week, so you've got about a week until next Wednesday, so through Tuesday, and then maybe early submissions on Wednesday will get in. Then you're going to draw another winner for 1.75 Zen, and here's how you enter that contest. You just email Daryl at freetalklive.com. There's two R's in Daryl. Daryl at freetalklive.com. and include your Zen address, your transparent Zen address, which is like the normal public Zen address. And also in the subject line of the email, you need to put a number between 1 and 999.
Yes.
And then you've chosen a number between those numbers and...
I have generated a number between that.
And so whoever it is that gets closest to the number that's been generated will win the 1.75 cent.
Yes.
So that's how you do it. Again, email Daryl at freetalklive.com. Subject line has to have the number between 1 and 999. And then the email text needs to have your transparent Zen address.
And if you previously won, you are not eligible.
However, isn't there a grand prize giveaway at the
there
end?
There is, of two Zen.
Yep, okay.
And if you enter, you will be eligible for that. Right. And you know, if you've entered previous weeks, then you basically accumulate
entries for the
grand prize.
Anyway, so that's Zen, and they have some cool stuff, and we're so glad to be partnered up with Zen. And this comes back to what I was talking about with Dash, which we also had a sponsorship with last year. Where they could be a little fickle, right? Like you're dealing with hundreds of people who are the decision makers there, and they feel very strongly one way or another about whatever the proposals are that are being made to their community for funding. Whereas with Zen, at least at the moment, you're just dealing with the guys that run Zen, who happen to be very libertarian guys.
And we've had... And guys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We have Robert, who's one of their founders, on the show multiple times.
Yes.
And he's like a voluntarist. Like, truly, they've actually got voluntarism written into their white paper.
Yes.
So, like, these guys are the real deal. They understand economics. They understand liberty. And that's one of the things I like the most about Zen. Because, you know, anybody can have zero-knowledge anonymity technology, right? Like, it's open source. You want that for your coin? Grab the code. Put it in your coin, you've got it. But not every coin has a libertarian philosophy backing it. And so my concern, of course, is when Zen goes to more decentralized
like
decision
Zen vote
making,
or something.
Yeah, whatever kind of voting system comes up, how's that going to change how things play out?
Well, that's why all the libertarians listening right now need to go buy up all of the Zen so that we can own the entire system and have a majority forever.
That's how you solve that problem. But then again, we've also seen libertarians love to fight over petty crap, too. So
yeah, without a doubt. And democracy seems to be really annoying.
Right.
And doing business with executives and
much easier.
And people who have been delegated decision-making power is awesome.
Right. As long as they're on board with your ideas. And they absolutely are. And they're excited. And you guys just announced that Zen is partnering up with AnyPay. We didn't get the press release. So tell us what's the big news here.
So the news is that this summer, Zen approached AnyPay, some mm-hmm. people from Zen, because they heard that we had the best crypto cash register app and that we were helping Dash get into retail businesses,
yep.
which is unheard of basically for any coin, even Bitcoin.
Right.
And so they came and they said, how can we get on your platform?
Mm-hmm.
And we negotiated some. Basically, what we wanted was a certain stake in the network, enough Zen to run a certain number of Zen secure nodes.
Okay.
And then in exchange for adding them so that anyone can use Zen in their business.
Right.
Now, one thing that they did announce, which is a little bit not accurate, they announced that you can use Zen at 200 merchants, but the truth is you have to convince those 200 merchants
to add it
to accept Zen.
Right.
And they're not going to.
Not right away.
They're not going to. I mean, unless Zen is very, very successful. I guess they will be, but it's going to take a long time, and no one's out there convincing them. And so this is why I really am strongly leaning. I really want to develop this interledger concept,
right.
So that Zen can be activated on all 200 of the retailers without them doing anything. And Zen needs to be added in automatically to any new person, even if they just set up Dash.
So this interledger thing, would this be some kind of like quantum swap or atomic swap sort of system?
The protocol, it is an atomic swap kind of protocol. Ultimately, it wouldn't be cryptographically atomic, and there would be a possibility of the transaction being rolled back. So this protocol is very deeply developed, and it has a lot of nuances that...
So you've already coded some of this?
No, definitely not. And actually, this is something... We're working in our business now of only pre-selling solutions. So we're trying not to build anything and, like, listen... forget I said that but with respect to Bitcoin Cash, because we really did a lot of work before selling it, but we're going to sell it before we really launch it.
Right.
But we're working with the Ripple people, and they have this giant fund.
For whom you used to work a long time ago.
Done business with Ripple. I've been an employee with Ripple. I've sold them products, and I know, like, everyone there.
Sure.
And they are very interested in this open concept of Interledger. And they have a huge pile of cryptocurrency that they created out of nothing.
Right.
And I think they're going to fund this on AnyPay. It's going to be really big.
Okay.
And really cool.
All right. There's some really exciting things you guys are doing, and I'm so glad that you're out there doing it, because you came along at the right time. AnyPay was, you know, swooped into the rescue when Bitcoin was struggling. And, of course, as you know, out in Keene, we've had businesses accepting crypto since 2013, with Corner News being the first one to come on, you know, long before you even had a fancy of an idea to move to New Hampshire. And now you're here, and you've activated Portsmouth and surpassed Keene as far as the number of crypto-accepting businesses per capita, arguably becoming the number one city on the planet as far as Bitcoin and crypto acceptance.
And looking at this map that they have, it looks like Portsmouth has just raw numbers more than Keene.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, of course it would be raw numbers because the population is about the same.
Portsmouth is about 2,000 fewer people. Based on what I'm saying.
Okay, but either way.
One of the businesses is temporarily off the map, and it's the place where we get our hair cut.
We heard about
sadly.
This.
Sadly, and the problem is, I never taught her, the owner of the business,
right,
how to use the Bitcoin.
Right, and she never asked.
Basically, my problem was that I wanted to make it as simple as possible for her to start accepting the crypto, so I gave her a Trezor.
Right.
And it was pre-configured with all the coins, but she doesn't know how to use that. And
right.
So basically she's thinking, I'm just giving away free haircuts where my employees are over and over again. And so she still has all of this crypto, but I realized that it's really most important to, when you're setting them up, like, get them a Bitcoin Cash wallet and then teach them to use Purse. Like, same, like,
give them some out.
They're not ready until they get coins in their wallet, and then they spend them and they receive a real thing.
No doubt about it. Stephen, do you want to stay, or it's up to you?
I'll stay.
Stephen Zeiler with us, one of the founders of AnyPay, and we're here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we are at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, with Derek J. Freeman coming back here for another segment with us from AnyPay.Global. Of course, we talked to you earlier this week while we were at AnyPay's headquarters in downtown Portsmouth. And it's just been a great conference. Lots of opportunities, of course, to spend cryptocurrency. Last night, Chris and I went to Liar's Bench with Jim Babb and other great folks, listeners of Free Talk Live, and grabbed some drinks down there for cryptocurrency.
All right.
Of course.
What'd you pay with?
Paid with Dash.
Cool. Yeah.
Chris paid with Bitcoin. He paid with Bitcoin.
All right.
So
old school.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Chris, who's been very vigilant about talking to every service person that he's seen since he's been here in
Portsmouth. He got lazy.
He's been very vigilant.
Got complacent.
He talked to the lady, but unfortunately, she did not want crypto and the bartenderess there at Liar's Bench. And he tried to be persuasive, but she was just like, I don't like phones, and so you're just not a good prospect.
I don't like phones.
Here you go. Here's some cash.
Okay.
That's fine. But he's 2 for $4, and that's pretty darn good. He's gotten 2 new bartender folks to install cryptocurrency wallets so far. I keep thinking
thank
it's
you
the
for
weekend.
Your service.
I keep thinking it's the weekend. It's not the weekend.
Because
most the middle of the week.
Conferences happen.
Well, that's really
weekends.
Cool. I mean, because of Chris's work, and I have seen this happen at least in one instance, other people have been benefiting from the ability to tip these bartenders. So there's one here in the hotel who's now accepting crypto, thanks to Chris.
Right. And
other people, once you get the job done, other people are willing to jump in and be like, oh, here, I'll tip you. But they don't want to do the hard work of actually being persuasive and convincing. So actually having a real human interaction. Talking about money.
Yeah, and practice makes perfect, and I think 2 out of 4 is actually really, really good as far as getting somebody to install a crypto wallet. We got our lady from the Airbnb to install a crypto wallet, and we tipped her with crypto this morning.
No way. All right.
Yep.
You just made my day because people visit her a lot when they're here in Portsmouth.
Well, she said she knew you. I mean, she didn't know you, but she knew your mom and dad because they had stayed at her Airbnb.
Well, I'm famous. I'm in Victimless Price Spree. Which I bought yesterday, by the way.
You did.
I'm still buying these DVDs. what you can get yourself. But
victimlesscrimespree.com is where you can go and watch the movie for free.
It's free, but I bought one to give to the president of Overstock.com. He was saying
right.
in his speech, I don't know if you heard him yesterday, he was saying, I don't know, I'm paraphrasing here, but if the government came to this organization, this wallet, and said, hey, you have to turn over all your customers' funds, he would say no and go to jail.
That's awesome.
He said that just without flinching, and that was so cool and so right.
That's the kind of people we need.
Yeah, you need to see Victimless Crime Spree.
He said he's going to watch it with his kids, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So.
How old are the kids?
I don't know. I didn't ask that.
We're talking about setting up wallets and how easy it can be, and we were also talking about coin text before into a time warp.
Right.
And
then Armani's project, Cointext.io, I think.
Can we go back to that? Because
yeah, sure.
It's so easy. All the difficulty of having someone set up a wallet, sometimes they get stopped at the Apple password part, where they're like, oh, I can't install an app. And it's like, man, pathetic. But rather than making fun of these people, give them an easier option.
Right.
Hey, what's your phone number? I can just text you some Bitcoin. Right, it's not really perfect Bitcoin, but it's the easiest way to get Bitcoin into people's hands. They have nothing to do; they just receive a text, and they are able to use Bitcoin.
I was really impressed with it when Vin first told us about it on Free Talk Live, because one of the things that I think was so important about the original Bitcoin BTC as it was originally kind of intended, it seems,
mm-hmm.
was that it was useful for people who were unbanked. It was useful for poor people in like the deepest depths of Africa where they're just now getting internet service or phone service. And that was because the fees were so low. So it didn't cost a whole lot of money for these folks to send money around, which previously was an unreachable service for them. They couldn't afford it with banks and that sort of thing. Couldn't even get an account in the first place. And so Cointext lets people who just have like a dumb phone, people who don't even have a smartphone, can send and receive Bitcoin.
Yeah, well,
Bitcoin
people
cash.
Who have a smartphone but they can't download a darn app, have a dumb phone.
That too.
So make it easy for them. And the interface is way easier than you would think.
Oh, yeah, I tried it.
How joyful it is to just have no work to do but just receive Bitcoin on your phone like you would a text message.
Right. It's
easy. Oh, great.
Yeah, and it's easy because you don't have to deal with the long number, the address of the cryptocurrency.
It can be confusing.
It's just a phone number.
This is great. So I use this
wallet
in addition to other
wallets.
QR codes.
Right.
So I keep a balance on Cointext for different coins just in that instance. You want to tip someone, they don't have the time to set up a wallet. Here. Boom, you've got Bitcoin.
Exactly.
So, okay, so he's one of the speakers.
Vin.
What's it called? Coin Agnostic Gigolo.
Bitcoin
Heritage.
And then Daniel Krawitz?
Yeah, Daniel Krawitz.
Krawitz. Who is the emperor of Bitcoin, was what you were telling us.
Self-professed.
This is the Bitcoin Heretics event that you're telling us about that's happening tonight.
That's right.
Yeah.
He describes himself as a software engineer, author, and commentator. He's the co-founder of the Satoshi Nakamoto Institute.
Oh, wow.
Which people should look up if you haven't heard of that. And the Yahoo Finance called him the leading cryptocurrency philosopher.
And who is this again?
Daniel Krawitz.
Daniel Krawitz, okay. And there's a third gentleman?
Yes, Chris DeRose. He's a Bitcoin evangelist, public speaker, podcaster, journalist, host of DeRose Uncensored, which is a wide-ranging and insightful look at people, projects, and culture of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. So in the picture, he's wearing a Monero hat, so he's definitely a cool guy.
Right on. Well, he's going to love...
And I guess that's what makes him a Bitcoin heretic, because looking at the definition and...
Of a heretic?
Right, and it is what I thought.
It's someone who goes against the church, basically.
A person believing in or practicing religious heresy. So,
which is to say going against whatever the dogma or doctrine is of the church.
And, there are a lot of Bitcoin maximalists that Bitcoin can be the only coin and there can't be any other coin. Well, if you're promoting Monero, then... you're a heretic to those people. If you're promoting Ravencoin or Dash or Zen or one of the other, 20 billion other coins that probably exist, we only know about 2,100 that are listed on CoinMarketCap, and that ain't all of them. So if you're promoting anything else, then technically you would be a Bitcoin heretic, even if you say, I like Bitcoin as well.
I guess you're right about that. And these guys sound like they're going to give some excellent presentations. You said you're going to get video, so folks will be able to see this.
I don't know
if
they can. I'm going to ask Vin.
Okay,
he's hosting
Vin's
the event. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, we'll talk to him. We'll see what he says about that.
Yeah, it's called the ideal Bitcoiner, the role of the individual in crypto.
I mean, maybe they want to put it behind a paywall or whatever, but at some point, presumably, if you're going to get video, somebody will be able to see it.
Right.
At some point, if they can't make it, because that's always so important. If you're hosting an event, you know, and I did this with Keenvention, where everything is recorded. You
right.
can see it later on, because the fact is, not everybody can make it.
Right.
And they shouldn't be excluded after the fact. If you want to be there and get it in the moment, there's nothing like that.
Right.
But after the fact, put it online. Let people, you know, see it. That way they can come to the next one.
Right. And with Keenvention, we were putting it on Community Access TV.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen to this. As the culture surrounding cryptocurrency becomes ever more tribal, a collection of individuals dare to express a set of provocative and intriguing ideas about the historical significance of blockchain technology and a vision for a new way forward. So
cool.
Three of these Bitcoin heretics have come together during the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference for a special conversation on the role of the individual in crypto.
I love it.
So, yeah, this is cool. And, again, it's going to have a cocktail bar, so it's going to be a fun place to hang out tonight.
Looking forward to it, and that's going to be happening at AnyPay.Global's headquarters and also the Blockchain Institute of Technology. So, wow, what a great event this has been. We've got more coming up here with Free Talk Live. Of course, AnyPay.Global, we talked a lot about that a couple of days ago. There's new developments behind the scenes already. We can't talk about that. That's off the record. But we're going to update you as soon as new things are added with AnyPay in the future here.
Yeah,
on,
exciting
on
news that is meaningful to your town.
Ooh, I like that even more. Because, you know, we've got something special here in New Hampshire, and that's part of what we tried to communicate yesterday when we were on stage. We actually had a panel with Chris, the three of us. It was, I thought, a really good panel where we were explaining why New Hampshire is the crypto mecca and why people who are not just into liberty, but people who are into crypto and liberty really ought to get up here.
Even just for a visit, the joy of using cryptocurrency in real life is unmatched by anything I've experienced. You feel more free exercising your financial freedom and protecting your financial privacy than you ever have experienced before.
And you're doing
it's
it in New
possible.
Hampshire, so you're like extra free.
Oh, yeah, no
it.
Taxes. That helps.
Right.
But when people, it's cool, you might have a Bitcoin, like a credit card or a debit card that you can swipe at the point of sale, it registers around the country or the world, and you fund it with Bitcoin, and it feels kind of like you're spending Bitcoin. This is even better than that.
Sure is. Derek J. Freeman from AnyPay.Global. We're going to continue here. This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.